From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump and Sanders are the victors. Senator Bernie Sanders has won the New Hampshire primary election in the U.S. According to media projections, when all the votes are counted, he will have a huge lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A disappointed Clinton spoke to her supporters.
I know there are those who want to deny the passion and the purpose you all show every day for this campaign, but you are the reason we are here, and you are the reason we are going to win.
Republican businessman Donald Trump has won the Republican side. Ohio Governor John Kasich is in second place, with three candidates vying for third: Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and Marco Rubio. The U.S. Senate is expected to approve tougher sanctions against North Korea as early as Wednesday. Michael Bowman reports Senate action comes just days after the North launched a long-range missile, long-range rocket, and weeks after it conducted a nuclear test.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, says the sanctions will pass with overwhelming support. The committee's top Democrat, Senator Ben Cardin, says North Korea's actions require a firm response.
And I would hope there would be no ambiguity at all in American policy as it relates to isolating North Korea.
Approved by the committee last month, the bill seeks to punish entities in China and elsewhere that help North Korea further its nuclear program or finance its military complex. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Chad's President Idriss Deby says he will run for a fifth term in April's election. He promises, though, to restore term limits if he's the winner. This is VOA News.